Candy Crave more. Them fucking edibles.
She had edible beef patties.
She had edible fucking cinnamon bun swirls. She fucking had the fucking cheesecake
in the throw me away, y'all.
And it was the best Rice Krispie and Fruity Pebble treats I ever fucking had. Shouts to Candy Cravemore. If you need to get some fucking edibles, talk to her. But
smoking like this shit, the only job I got. Clouded every hour, smelling louder than your flower pot. Let it blaze, burning bushes, Yahweh done found the spot. Complex godly off the THC that sour got. Hit me in the chest like it showed me how that chopper pop. You ain't get it by now, I'm seeing my merry clown and your optional different strands of potency in the loud you got. Fuck the white girl, I'm to the moon if I found a rock. I'm on to you niggas who steadily slump, asking how high, and I ain't even tell you to jump. I'm veiling the funk, and I don't mean inhaling the skunk. We spreading these blunts the same size as elephant trunks. Already we up, watching shit y'all subjectively touch. Silly niggas never stick to their
yo. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another episode of the Smoking Words Podcast. We on episode 9, y'all. Cloud 9 to be exact. You know what I mean? It's your boy, the host, Mr. RB King, aka Mr. Spliffendor in the building, sponsored by Punchline Punch, powered by Sirens NYC. Shouts to Robbie and Matt Classic. Shouts to the whole phase. Yo, we here, man. And today, I got a very special guest. If you go back a couple of episodes, I think episode four. Me and the Punchline Princesses, shouts to Punchline Punch. We were talking about oh my God, because like so many brain cells was killed on these Thursdays. the fucking Temptation Island Thursdays where we did the watch parties every Thursday. Candy Cravemore is in the building. Ooh.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah. With all them fucking edibles that we was talking about. Yo, it was wild. How you doing?
Hey. So, my name is Deani. I am the CEO and chief chef, I guess.
Chief chef.
of Candy Crave More. Candy Crave Confectionery LLC. That's me.
That's what's up. How you doing? How you feeling? What's up?
I'm chilling. I'm happy to be here. I brought goodies for you guys.
Oh, we're going to get into them.
So we're going to get into that today.
We're going to save the goodies for the weeder kit because, you know what I mean? The weeder kit has to do with what your business represents, which is edibles. So we need to get through the beginning of the show first. So in the beginning of the show, we dig in the lighter box.
Oh.
All right. So that's what we're about to do right now. No looking. Anonymous.
I won't pick the lighter. The lighter picks me.
Okay. Show them what you got. What you got. What you got.
It's a red moon. And we just had a super moon. Booyaka!
We just had a super moon. Red moon. I got a galaxy.
I like that.
You know what I mean? I like that. So now we do what we do. You know what I mean? Because it's more than just words.
Okay.
We sparking up.
All right.
Sparking up.
Finally, the herbs come around.
Mm-hmm. What you smoking on that dip?
I don't even know what this is.
No?
Was this the Black Mamba or the...
I think that might have been the Elmer's glue.
Or the Elmer's glue. Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all glue sniffers in elementary school. Yeah, this is for y'all.
You were sniffing glue? You was one of those kids?
I was.
Yeah?
I was.
And look at you now. You're running a whole business.
You get what I'm saying?
Even if you sniff glue, there's a future for you.
Yes.
All right? So what kind of strains you been coming across, like, you know, in your own endeavors?
My own personal smoke?
Yeah, your own personal smoke.
All right, I smoked some Jelenade the other day.
Yo.
What else?
My man's just brought some Jelenade back from Cali, and when I tell you that shit is hitting.
Yeah, that was good.
Like, straight facts.
Some classic Platinum Kush.
Classic Platinum Kush.
This week, yeah.
Nice.
I brought my little concentrate pen.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what the fuck this is. I probably should have looked on the package.
But it's some fire.
All facts.
Right. All right. Well, I could taste what I'm smoking because I rolled it. This is some GG5. You know what I mean? The smell is not that potent, but the hit is crazy. You know what I mean? For those of y'all smoking GG4, kudos to y'all. I done smoked that too. This is that GG5.
That GG5.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, we're going to get into some Reggie news. It's two parts of Reggie news right now. You know what I mean? Brushing over the fact that Tory Lanez went live. I didn't watch the live.
I didn't either.
But I heard the album.
I didn't listen to the album either. I've heard snippets of it, but I didn't listen to
it. I listened to the whole thing. I'm gonna tell you why. One, because I fucked with Tory, and just like I fucked with Chris when everybody was against him, it's like I'm still going. It's not even about like, oh, supporting this man beater or supporting this person who disrespected women or did anything to harm another woman. It's just like it kind of goes into why people still listen to R. Kelly. You know what I mean? It's just like, you're going to have to separate. Some people can separate that artist from the person. Some people can't. And at the end of the day, it's just like, if you're really a fan of somebody, it's going to hurt you. It's going to break your heart. But I feel like a part of you is still going to listen. And that's what I did.
If
anybody has a problem, that's on you. Okay? Do I condone any type of harm towards any female, woman, girl, lady? No, I do not. No, I do not. Let me say that one more time. No, I do not. Okay? But yeah, he went on live. I didn't even really hear about what he said, but what I did come across was the recording that his bodyguard gave.
Okay.
Which alluded to, well, it's not even an allusion. This nigga said this shit. He said Megan hopped out of the car because she found out that Tory was messing with her and some other chick in who was in the car. Shorty was wild. It was some tussling over a gun. The gun went off. Hit Megan in the back of the foot. Not even hit Megan in the back of the foot. Ricocheted off the ground.
I did read that. I read that today somewhere.
So, a lot of shit is coming up. I'm going to leave that story where it is until we get some more developments. But a part of the Reggie news that I was going to mainly talk about, the whole world saw some Cardi Riolas. Cardiolas.
Cardiolas.
We seen the Cardiolas.
Yeah. They were nice.
Were they meant for Offset? Those were meant for Offset, wasn't they? I would have to guess they was probably meant for Offset because they came down not too long after she posted them up and still, you know how fast the internet worked. People done screenshot.
So she went on live after and was like saying basically she was trying to send her man a picture. I don't know if it was a picture or a video. She was trying to send Offset a picture or a video via Instagram story or something like that. And he told her to put her phone on airplane mode. She didn't do it, and I guess she pressed something wrong on her phone. You know how it's sus, like, it actually, if you want to put it on your close friends, if you want to send it to a direct person, you could send it together, you could send it separately, it's mad options or whatever. And I guess she uploaded it on her own shit by mistake, and she took it right down. But she went on...
Sidebar, if y'all don't know, Offset and Cardi B are back together.
Yeah, she went on live and she acknowledged her mistake. She was just like, she's not mad at anybody. She knew that she fucked up, whatever, and it is what it is. Like,
I thought Offset was the one who stepped up. How did she fuck up?
No, I mean fucked up by uploading a picture.
Okay. Well, that's a completely different story. All right, so I mean, going into that, and just like regular couples, this is why we have to understand, these celebrities are just regular fucking people with clout and money. They
Facts.
Do regular people shit.
Yep.
So with that, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You don't know what type of conversations they talking about. You don't know. All you could do is just sit back and be like, I hope it's for the best. I hope there's really some change. And if there's not some change, I hope you wise the fuck up. You know what I mean? That's what you could do with the celebrities you like. That's what you could do with the people you like. That's what you gotta do with your friends. Hey, I done told you to leave this chick alone. I done told you to leave this bum ass nigga alone. But you busy in the corner giggling. I know who you talking to. I know who you talking to. Yo, I'm dipping. I'ma see y'all. I'ma catch y'all later.
It
ain't been no new niggas around. I know who you going to visit. Okay?
If bitches could go back to Daquan 10 times, Cardi could go back to Offset 10 times. And Offset got money. Daquan is broke. Fuck.
Daquan, there's hope for you, brother.
He's broke.
Alright, so, hey. I hope everybody is just doing their due diligence of just being aware. Okay. Loud news. Reports shows almost half of cannabis users are over 40. Really? Come to my block.
I mean, where you read that at? That's true. Maybe like earlier in my 20s I wouldn't have believed that, but the older I get, the more I need this shit. So
you believe it?
I believe it. Yes.
The young boys is out here. Trust me.
Parents need to
the
smoke.
The young girls too. Everybody smoking like chimneys.
Yeah.
A new study reveals that almost half of those who currently use cannabis in North America are over 40. A surprising number. Yeah, it is surprising. A surprising number given the narrative that most cannabis users are in younger demographics. This insight came alongside many other interesting data points about the industry. This information comes from Akerna, a group in the industry that works with software compliance technology, seed-to-sale research planning, and enterprise software for the cannabis companies across North America. It dug into North America cannabis consumer habits to reveal deep insights about the industry and how it operates in order to shed light on what businesses can expect in the coming months. So basically, this enterprise software company did a data analysis of basically all the purchasers, all the smokers.
Yeah, but that's for
even legal. Some of the growers.
That's for legal weed though. Yeah. That doesn't count the illicit market.
But I mean, like, one of my mans was just in Cali, like, he was all up and through these dispensaries. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing they're getting that data too. Now, granted, a lot of young people are out here getting it the legal way.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there is probably some truth to that point, that a lot more of the older folks are the ones who have the money, who have the credentials to go in and get these products legally. And then they take it back to the hood and give it to the young people. So, yeah. But that's at the same time, thing. I know some old folks smoke. I know an old head who blow down just as much as I do, regardless if he's smoking greens or not. That motherfucker is
the old heads love the greens, yo. They love the greens.
Don't give me none of that loud shit, that crazy shit. I don't want none of that. Them fucking,
that shit make their heads spin.
Crazy ass names. I don't want no crazy ass name on my shit. I want Reggie Bush. I don't want none of that. They really be talking shit about the top shelf and all the fire weed, though. They really It's like, yo, spin. Back in my day, we was smoking shit with seeds and dirt. Like, okay, nigga.
And they still be smoking, now we like smoking chocolate shit weed
that
and
tastes
shit.
Like sunshine and grapes. So, like, facts. Let's cut that shit out. You know what I mean? One thing that I will never cut out, though, in all of my weed habits and all of my consumption and vice habits, is these fucking edibles. Alright. So, while we go into Weeder Kit number 9, number cloud 9, because that's the cloud we gonna always stay on, I would like you to open and present what you have brought here today.
Alright. So, this is one of our signature drinks. Ooh, it was frozen.
Facts.
But this is peach tea, infused peach tea. This is 70 milligrams of THC. The way how...
And that's why I ain't got a drink today, because I'm drinking this. So, punchline punch, shouts to Candy Crave.
It's infused via a tincture. Tinctures are way more potent than smoking the flower, than making edibles. It's the most concentrated, or one of the most concentrated forms of weed that you can consume, pretty much. These edibles, these are all 70 milligrams as well. Where did this start? All right. So we got apple pies.
Apple
pies. And I make everything from scratch.
Ooh. Apple pizzy.
We got veggie patties and we got beef patties.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And, I'm going to need help with this.
You got it?
Okay.
Let's get it. Tear that thing off. If you listening, I suggest you go watch the visual on YouTube, because you're going to see exactly what the fuck we unwrapping. Okay. And these look fire. So this is the regular and these are the veggie?
This is the apple pies. These are the veggie. These are regular.
Let's make sure they see. Let's make sure y'all see. Look. Oh my goodness.
From scratch.
Veggie.
No, veggie.
Oh, this is
you
veggie.
You smacked already.
This is veggie?
Yeah, this is beef.
This is the regular,
yeah.
And this is the...
Apple pie.
All right, yes. So boom. So I'm going to try. I'm going to grab one of these.
Each one is 70 milligrams.
That's
pretty high. I mean, for people who are avid smokers, like y'all smoke every day, at least 2 blunts a day.
I'm smoking more than 2 blunts a day.
This is a mellowing... type of high. I'm not the vendor that puts so much that you're gonna be on your ass or like incoherent. I'm not about those type of highs. I like comfortable highs, you know, where you actually feel it but you're not slumped. So a lot of my edibles, they have a range, but I like to keep it within like the 50 to 120 milligrams. Those are like the heavy hitters. I go as low as 3 milligrams, so I do microdosing as well. That's like my gummies usually, and that's because it comes in a pack with multiple pieces. So if you're sitting there munching, you know, the milligrams is going to catch up. But yeah. I started my business in 2016. I was in college at the time and I was paying for school out of pocket. I don't know if any of you guys resonate with that, but that shit is hella stress. At one point I was working 3 jobs and I was still like just getting by, you know what I'm saying? And I honestly have made edibles before. I made them in high school. I used to like make them for my friends' birthdays or like if we had get-togethers. And it just occurred to me to like, let me just try to make some edibles and sell them. Let me see how that goes. And I tried it and it got a good response. So I just stayed consistent with it. And I honestly didn't really have a choice because I was trying to make extra bread to pay my tuition. So I stuck with it. While working and this literally helped me pay for school.
And now, four years later,
I have a full business now.
All that shit she said paid off, because that shit was slapping just now. That's like a beef patty, sloppy Joe type of... That shit tastes delicious.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It tastes so delicious. Thank you very much.
Oh my God, and this is good to wash it down. No, I'm going to be smacked by the end of this, because all of this is fucking weed infused.
You had 140. Well, when you finished that, you would have had 140 milligrams total, at least.
Apple pie.
You want the apple pie? All
right, so listen. Weed and kit number 9. Mind your edibles, because these shits hit different. Okay? Weed and kit... Number 9, mind your edibles. They hit different.
Facts.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
No, because this... Nah, I'm going to wake up. It's good. We here. Nigga, I'm Mr. Spliffing, though, okay?
It just tastes... This is actually a new product, so let me know. Let me know.
Oh, he's going to be sad.
Let me know. It's fall time, it's so people filling. Were requesting like fall
it's
treats.
So fucking
you know,
good.
That's crazy.
I'm not really an apple pie person, but whatever my custies ask for, I provide.
Listen, everybody talking shit. We done spent fucking late nights drinking, smoking, eating mad at these edibles every fucking Thursday, and I still have to get up for work the next morning.
That's a fact.
Listen, I am Gucci. Alright? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know them shit take different.
Oh my God, this is so
fire. I will wait till later.
Why is it so fire?
I will be waiting till later.
Mm.
Off camera.
Fuck. Alright, so yeah. When you're dealing with these edibles, you gotta really be careful, okay? And I gotta talk about both sides when it comes to edibles, because some of y'all undersell y'all edibles and like, hey, it's fine. And then next thing you know, motherfuckers is waking up on the steps. And then there's some of y'all who's like, yo, these shits is fire.
And
that shit is not slapping at all, okay? So, as a consumer, you just gotta kinda gotta do your research. You can't trust every fucking person who'd be like, yo, I got edibles on deck. Oh, I got an edible business. Oh, I'm doing this, that, and the third. I would say, you know what I mean? Just, you know, ask around. Ask your friends. Yo, who got fire edibles? And granted, if you're a smoker, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to react to edibles the way a non-smoker reacts to edibles.
That's 100% okay? Facts.
100%.
That's 100% facts.
Leave this shit to the motherfuckers who just want to eat, all right? And I say that because so many times I've made edibles myself. I've got edibles. And it's like they either don't hit, or I hear that they don't hit. Or it's just like, yo, I don't know. It's like...
It's literally a science to this shit. It's a science.
Maybe my tolerance is too low. And I really think it's just like, nigga, don't smoke. Fucking eat the edible first. If you high, if you've been smoking bare L's all day, that edible is not going to really do nothing. But if you ain't do no type of smoking,
eat the edible first.
Eat that edible. That shit gonna slap
so
you
can
like
feel, like actually feel the difference and notice it.
And then smoke. And then that shit is gonna boost your shit.
Yeah.
So what made you wanna even get into
like, I told you I was broke.
You was just broke.
I was broke.
I'm broke.
I was broke and I was creative. Yeah, I like to cook.
I'ma make some shit and I'ma put some weed in it.
Yeah. And honestly, beef patties was the first thing that came to my mind because...
So you started out with beef patties.
No, I didn't start out with...
That's not even a regular thing. The regular thing is the cereal treats, the brownies, right. The cookies. You went straight to beef patties.
Nah, I started with that. I started with brownies because I wanted to make sure that, like, I was doing it properly. I also went to school for this, not to, like, you know, not for nothing. This is not something that I was just... cooking up in my kitchen. Like, I went to Cannabis Training University first. That's an online school.
Word.
It teaches you the whole horticulture, like how to grow. It's only online, so it's all theoretics. It's like conceptual, but once you apply it, you know, you figure it out.
Shouts to them.
Yeah, you can. Anybody can go pay for it, whatever. So
what is it one more time?
Cannabis Training University, CTU.
Cannabis Training University, CTU. CTU!
So they have a whole course on the cooking part, and that's where I learned, like, a lot of my techniques at first. And then I started, you know, putting my own little spin on it. And then the more that I learn, the more that I'm able to enhance my product.
All right, so what... I know it's like a switch that some of us creatives get where it's just like, I don't want to do the normal thing that everybody else is doing.
Right.
I want to switch it up. I want to tweak it a little bit.
Right.
So what point was that for you?
Well, I knew I wasn't going to be serving nobody. Like, I wasn't trying to be a street pharmacist. Wasn't trying to be a street pharmacist. I know my lane. That's not my lane, so I wasn't gonna put too much dip on my chip, you understand? So I like to cook, and I found a different avenue to combine those things together, and it worked for me.
Right. How did that mentality go into the type of treats that you make? Because, like, this is the first time I've ever tasted a weed apple pie. You are the first person who ever introduced me to
the cheesecake and all that.
I've had weed cheesecake before, but I've never had a weed cinnamon swirl. I've never had a weed beef patty. You know what I mean? To this day, you hands down have made the best Rice Krispie Cinnamon Toast Crunch Fruity Pebble treats that I've ever had. But that's more on the normal side. Like,
right.
you really got different fucking treats that nobody would even think, oh, I'm gonna make edibles this.
Right. Well, I feel like that part of it is just me, and then part of it, I feel like a lot of people are just looking for the easy way out. You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. They don't wanna think too much or too hard or do something that's too tedious where, like, they're thinking of their loss or, they just want a quick come up, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, they're not thinking of getting as creative as I would get. For me, I've been a smoker, a recreational smoker, for some time now. So I really just use my own imagination. And I'm Jamaican, so, like I said, the beef patties was the first thing that I thought of. It wasn't the first thing I attempted, but it was the first thing that I thought of. Because I was just thinking to myself, I love how this blunt makes me feel. Imagine if I can get high eating some of my favorite foods. And I thought about a beef patty. And it just makes sense. Like, the whole marijuana culture that we enjoy now started in Jamaica. You get what I'm saying? Like, it just makes sense. Like, and even that, they don't even have this in Jamaica. Like, when I go to Jamaica, they don't even have shit like this.
I have yet to go to Jamaica, but... If y'all ain't got these, y'all need them.
So, yeah. That's where I get my creativity from, I guess. I just think of things that I would eat, and I make it.
Now.
Oh, this is the other one.
Hey, we here. We smoking. So, do you have any stories or a story about anybody who didn't heed the warning of minding the edibles that you eat?
Yes.
Go ahead and share.
I've witnessed some, and then people have just told me, like, stories themselves.
Yeah. Which one you witnessed? What you witnessed yourself?
I had an edible brunch.
Okay.
2019. And somebody was a little too lit and passed the fuck out in the middle of the party.
Damn.
And we thought the party was going to be over. I had to call the ambulance and everything. And
oh, you had to call an ambulance?
Yeah. Homie was okay, but it was scary. It was scary because, you know, everybody's body is different. And that's one of my disclaimers with my edibles, too. Some people say they hit. Some people say they don't hit. Or some people wish that they, like, are stronger. Like I said, I don't make anything that's, like, a whammy, like the 1,000 milligram bars that you can get from Cali.
I be trying to do shit like that.
I can do it, but I prefer not to do it just because I want my customers to enjoy their high. Like, I want it to be a comfortable high. And
true.
I don't know. Maybe he wasn't hydrated enough, because that's another thing. Like, you have to stay hydrated.
I should have my water here when you're indulging. But I'm a vet, so I'm kind of good.
Yeah, you have to stay hydrated.
But that's shedding some light on that. I'm not sure if you've seen two episodes ago.
Yes.
But
I did.
Nigga got a little bit too lit off the punch, and he passed out. I wasn't trying to call no ambulance. Fuck that. But at the end of the day, Not saying, disclaimer, not saying we don't take health matters seriously on the Smoking Words podcast, but I done been through this situation before. I knew how to handle it. Oh, calling God. The ambulance was plan Z, okay? Not even plan B or C, plan oh, all God. The way Z. You got to get through the entire alphabet before we get to that plan, all right? And granted, I was correct. And we got him together. He couldn't continue the episode, but you know what I mean? All is well. But like, as the person who's in charge of, you know, the basically the function.
Right.
We were in charge of these functions. We are the creators of the products that these people are consuming.
Right.
Doesn't that shit just put you in a different mode, like, when that shit happens? Because it's just like, for me, it's like, yo, my shit is lit.
Yeah.
But damn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a certain level of liability and responsibility you got to take, which is, like I said, why I don't OD with my stuff. Because I know everybody's body is different. And there's just like a list of things. It's on my page, Candy Crave, at Candy Crave More on Instagram and Twitter. Guys, go follow that. I have like just a list of precautionary tips. If you're, you know, taking your first edible, you know your body. Definitely know your body. Do your research. If you don't feel comfortable doing it, don't give in to peer pressure or do it because you feel like other people are doing it. Like, you're feeling that way for a reason.
We got a whole episode on peer pressure called Judgment Day.
Yeah. Yeah, and know
it's
your body.
It's about fucking it. Actually, that's a different episode, because it's just the Judgment Day and the peer pressure episode are two different episodes. It's basically, don't peer pressure me to smoke. Don't peer pressure me to not smoke. Right. And the judgment one is, don't judge me for smoking. Right. Don't judge me for not smoking.
Right.
Basically, stay on your fucking side of the grass. So if you out here peer pressuring motherfuckers, then first of all, you need to understand everybody don't operate like you. Sit in your fucking corner, eat your edible, and get smacked by your goddamn self.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a reason why motherfuckers is saying no, or motherfuckers is being a little,
Right.
I never had an edible before.
Yeah, you gotta know
your limits.
Your
responsibility to take care of them.
Mm-hmm. You gotta know your limits, and then the next thing is to definitely start slow. If you're taking an edible for the first time, don't just gobble the whole thing down. I know my shits taste good, but no.
Your shits taste fire. Fuck good.
You're going to want to eat the whole thing, but you should not. You should definitely go in quarters. Eat a quarter. Wait 30 minutes. See how you feel. If you feel okay, eat another quarter. If you're starting to feel the effects, maybe like hold off, and that's how you kind of gauge how you're gonna consume the edible in total.
See, I feel like I'm only wilding because I'm doing the show. If I was just sitting in the back of the table, like it was a regular Thursday serving drinks, I'd be all right. But even then, like, you got, I feel, you got a video of
I have a lot of videos.
Of you asking basically everybody in the function, yo, how do you feel?
Right.
And it's a video of me. I can't even open my eyes. I'm still eating the shit. I'm just like, I'm fucking slapped.
Maybe I'll post it on the page.
I'm smacked, nigga. Maybe like, your edibles is really different. And if you knew, or if you knew to this and not true to this, then your ass is on the floor. Like, I swear, you need to be a vet to down one of these. Like, straight facts. And I'm not saying that because I'm tooting my own horn or, like, bigging you up like that.
Thank you.
Look at me, okay? You need to fuck. You better be knee deep in the game if you coming for Kenny Cravemore, because these shits don't play at all.
They do slap eventually.
Fucking slap. Jesus Christ. Yeah. They slap taste-wise and they slap high-wise. So, you know what I mean? Just know you going to be down in this shit, but that shit is going to hit you like a ton of bricks right after.
That's a fact.
So, mind your edibles from wherever they come from. Because I know some of y'all are even copping edibles from these dispensaries, and them shits is, it's levels to that shit. It's like, you could take a bite of one of them shits and fucking won't make it out the door.
You had the Nerds Rope yet? That shit's
the Nerds Rope is
that
fire. The Nerds Rope that is shit some
slaps.
Shit. Yo, one time I had, all right, so there's a box of these little gummies,
mm-hmm.
and you cut it into four quarters,
mm-hmm.
and you take one of the quarters. I took one of the quarters after I didn't smoke for like the majority of the day, and my mattress was on the floor at this point in my old apartment. So I'm on the floor, halfway on the mattress, watching TV. And I'm just like looking around like, yo, everything slow as a bitch.
Yo.
I'm smacked right now. Right. Off that little ass fucking gummy.
The little gummies, dumb shits.
Off
yeah.
them. And
dumb
and shits they say it on the pack. It's like 60-minute warning or whatever,
dumb
like or
going.
Some shit like that on the side. And I'm just like, what? 60 minutes? I pop them shits. Shit was small. I'm just like, this shit ain't gonna do nothing.
Dumb shits go, bro.
I'm watching fucking Adult Swim. Next thing you know,
leaning.
What the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? My body heavy. I gotta get up to go to the bathroom. It take me a whole 10 minutes just to get up from that fucking floor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, them edibles hit different, and they come in so many different shapes, sizes, flavors, different kind of foods.
Facts.
Like, you really gotta pay attention. Pay attention, because a lot of this shit tastes good too. Like, even down to this. Like, this is based off of tincture, right?
Yes.
Alright, so like, a lot of people don't know about tincture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting into it because obviously punchline punch. But like, how do you even get to the liquid form of this weed shit? Because like, granted, people want to do the edible thing. I want the cereal, I want the apple pie, I want the beef patties. But like, now niggas have stepped it up. Niggas can drink this shit like a nutty. So what made you do this part? What made you add this section of Candy Crave?
Well, because I know that I enjoy cooking and I know that people enjoy eating my food, but I was thinking, down the line, I know that people, like, I honestly want people to feel like empowered and advocate for themselves, like, know what you're getting, know what you're smoking, know how to use the cannabis in the ways that you want to use it, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's medicine, it's a plant, so I know that I would want people to like use it in their own homes, and I've gotten requests, you know, for that before, and that's honestly the reason why I came up with it, because I have a line of culinary compounds. And a culinary compound is basically any basic ingredient that you use to cook. So like sugar, honey, oils, tinctures, like that type of stuff. So
I'm about to make you the smoking words chef.
So
I'm about to have you on retainer, because
there's a couple things that's still prototypes
right
now.
You might need these every week. You know what I'm saying?
There's a couple things that's still prototypes right now, but right now I do have oils. I have a range of oils that I infuse, and I just, you know, have them for my customers. So they can use it in their own homes, and you use it as liberally as you want. You can use it with the same ratio that you use regular cooking oil.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're using like a tablespoon or 2 tablespoons to like saute something, you do it the same way.
Fire.
Yeah.
I like that. So, hey man, mind your edibles, hit up Candy Crave more. Listen, she got it. Mm-hmm. She got the knowledge and the fucking treats. So,
feel me?
You know what I mean? Get you a shorty who can do both. You know what I mean? So let's get into this hot box. You know what the hot box is?
Oh, God. It sounds dangerous.
It's not that dangerous.
All right, what?
The hot box is a box full of hot topic questions based around weed.
Okay.
All you got to do is just choose one and read it out loud, and we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Get up out of here.
All right.
I think you got to dig deep.
Dig deep.
Deep, 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 deep. See something?
What it's supposed to feel like? There's only one thing in here. Y'all setting me up.
I gotta restock it. Just grab that one.
How I know y'all ain't used this before?
We ain't use it. I promise you. Oh, speaking of the hot box. All right, so boom. Every episode I add something new to the hot box. As you can see, I got the Punchline Punch logo, white runs bag, a jelly face jar, some Fronto that's getting old.
Oh, you need some Candy Crave stuff?
I just might. You know
all
what
right,
I mean?
I got you.
I got the my favorite pack, Raw, my Punchline Punch lighter, some Blistex, and today.
Blistex.
Yeah, you need some Blistex. Make sure your lips stay smooth, you know what I mean?
Lips
for some
facts.
Of these blunts out here.
And it's getting cold.
And it's getting cold. Make sure your lips is not chapped.
Don't come to the site with them
Don't
chap
come
lips.
To the site with them chap lips.
Actually, we shouldn't even be siphoning. It's COVID time.
Facts.
Roll your own spliff.
You know what I mean? And today, I put like one of the medical marijuana tags on
okay.
it. You know what I mean? That show you what you getting, how many grams you getting, and whether whatever you getting is an indica, sativa, or hybrid. I had these on one of my bags, so I was just like,
all right,
what's going on a hot box?
I got right? a candy cane sticker for you.
All right, bet. So, read out your question, and we're going to answer.
What's your worst experience with weed?
Your worst experience with weed. What was your worst experience?
I have two, actually.
You got two?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Talk to me.
So, one time, I smoked a big, big spliff with
big
my friend.
Big, dirty spliff.
A big, dirty spliff with my friend. And it was like a 3-gram spliff, and we rolled that shit in a backwood. I think we was dirty then. I smoke clean now, guys. Don't judge me. But we smoked that shit, and I think we even put Fronto in it on top of it. Like we was
put
bugging.
Fronto in a
backwood. Yo, I don't even know. We was on some shit, bro.
Whoa.
Smoked the whole spliff and hot boxed in the car, right? Then went to Checkers and bought like a number 5. Whatever the spicy chicken meal is, we got that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us. Right? And a milkshake. Down that shit in like 10 minutes. And I sat there. I was like, nah, I don't feel too good. I grabbed the Checkers bag and threw the whole meal up. The whole
Damn.
Meal up.
Damn.
It was the Fronto.
No.
It was the Fronto.
It was the Fronto. First of all, it was the backwood and the Fronto. That's basically overkill. I'm pretty sure
it
if you would have had Fronto and some papers, you would have been
I would have been good,
but
yeah.
Damn,
I was doing too much.
How early in this in your smoking was this?
It wasn't that early. It was like I was like maybe 19, like 18 or 19.
And you have to smoke
for
how long
19.
At that point?
Huh?
How long have you been smoking at that point?
Ooh, child, I've been smoking for 10 years now. Ooh, do the math.
So, all right, you rolled up a 3.5.
Yeah.
In a backwood mm-hmm. with Fronto.
It was like, it was grubba. It was like sprinkled in. I didn't do a strip.
Still, I like grubba. That's overkill.
It you was, don't need but I, whatever. I was young.
He was young.
YOLO. You know?
My worst experience with weed was ironically my worst experience with liquor. I had an argument with my mom. And I was on the phone with my homie, and he was just like, yo, just pull up. Went to his sister's crib, because we could smoke down there. We couldn't smoke in his house. And we was just macking. Matter of fact, rest in peace to his sister. She passed away not too long ago. But we was in sister's crib, and she always showed me love. We was just chilling. So this nigga had some Sveca on the kitchen table.
Ooh, that's bad drinks.
Some Sveca and grape Tropicana juice. I'm down in that shit. The motherfucker had some grape Kush.
Oh, no.
It was a grape night. I'm hitting that shit.
It was a grape night.
Okay. And this is like, this has to be, I want to say, year two of me smoking. I'm taking the biggest pulls ever. Like, I'm gonna smoke this shit. And it was like, I was never good at freestyling as a rapper, but like that night, I was on one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm closing my eyes like motherfucking Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder. I'm like, this is, yo, when they do this, they can see the words, because I can see the words when I'm doing this. I saw the next word I was going to say while I was freestyling. I was so smacked. I was on some other shit. Then we left. We smoking on the way to the train. Finish the L. Go get some pizza. All I remember is getting pizza. I don't even remember getting on a train. I don't remember taking a train. I don't remember how we got back to my homegirl's crib.
That's no bueno.
Who we were supposed to go to a party with after. Her and another one of our homegirls who we met off Twitter. So it's the four of us. We in her crib. And mind you, I already threw up twice.
You was doing a lot.
At the station.
You was doing a lot.
I went through one bag. Went through another bag. Had to get up. And back then, I was shooting a show called The RBK Show. Shouts to The RBK Show on Facebook and all our supporters from back then. Look where I'm at now, nigga. Huh. This nigga starts recording the show in the middle of all of that. And then I have to walk out of her crib. I'm smacked, knocking pictures down on the wall, getting to the door. It's just wild. And we get in the elevator. I sit down in the elevator. And at this point, I think there's maybe one or two episodes prior to this one where, like, because before every episode comes on, there's like a little funny smack clip that, you know, we put in the intro. And the intro of me getting pulled out of the elevator, that was that night. My mans had to drag me out of the elevator, and I was halfway out the elevator like, all right, man, all right, you got it, you got
sounds
it.
Like a bad
I'm going to get up. Had to get up, went back. Nigga put me in the cab. I had to go back home, and I'm thinking it's like, what, it's like 10:30, 11 at this point.
Doing too much.
Everybody should relatively be heading to bed. Right. Nope. My house is full of shit. My mother up, my brother up, my sister up. A family friend is over there. Her kids is there. I walk in the middle of that shit. I go straight to the room. Don't say hi to nobody. Guess who knock on the door? Mommy trying to have a talk. I'm like, fuck. And That literally had to be my worst experience with weed, because like I got high. It was like to a point where I didn't know where I was. And that's that crossfader shit. Like I ain't know my limit. You know what I mean? And I feel like I could have handled it if it was just weed. I feel like I could have handled it if it was just liquor. But at the same time, I was on some other shit. Other than that, I really ain't really have no bad experience with weed. It's all been really good. The only bad experience I had with weed was greens. Yeah, the only time I really had a bad experience is with fucking greens. Fucking my stomach up, yeah. Fucking my head up, making me feel nauseous and sick.
Right.
Too much of that. First of all, you come in my safe with greens, you getting kicked the fuck out. All right?
That's bad smokes.
Bad smokes. But it ain't nothing but good smokes over here. Feel good me? Eats over here. Facts. Good drinks over here. You know what I mean? So once again, let the people know where they can find you. Let them people know what you got going on, what's coming in the future for Candy Crave Bond.
Oh.
ABC 123, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Well, COVID kind of put a damper on a lot of plans this year.
Nothing.
But we are not discouraged. We'll be moving forward in 2021. Hopefully we can do our second brunch. Second annual brunch. It was supposed to be this year, but you know. What else we got going on? Just new products. Follow and keep up with us at Candy Crave More, CanniCraveMore. That's on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to be a member, because that's the only way you can get in, email us. And yeah. I do a lot of advocacy work, so if anybody's interested in, like, you know, activism, like, trying to get marijuana legalized in New York.
Let's get it.
Hit me up on the same Candy Crave page as well. I have a lot of different resources for that. And, yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Yo,
I had that
thank
fun.
Thank you for coming.
I'm smacked. I want glasses. This shit is real, like, the light. Oh, God.
I'm gonna do that for season two. I'm gonna have some smack shades for the guests.
Yeah, so I can just flick them shits down when I'm when I'm zooted. Like y'all know what's going on.
But yeah, man, shouts to Candy Crave More. You've been rocking with the Smoking Words podcast. They hitting. You rocking with the Smoking Words podcast. That's Smoke, the letter N, words with a Z at the end. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. If you're trying to email niggas, smokingwords@gmail.com. Powered by Sirens NYC. Shouts to the whole phase.
Sirens.
It's your boy, RB King, a.k.a. Mr. Spliffendor. Follow Punchline Punch on Instagram and Facebook. And yo, the bod, the punch. Well, you got the punch today.
Yeah.
You got the punch today. So the bud, the punch, the bars too, because I got bars too.
I'm weak.
You know what I mean? So follow Punchlines with a Z, the letter R, the letter B. Real easy. Yo, let's get out of here. I got some, well, you got some edibles for the crew.
Yeah, I want to eat.
We're going to smoke, we're going to eat, we're going to drink, and it's all going to be merry.